The Quiet Motive. What Truly Drove America's Sudden Reversal on Abortion? By E.J. Ray. For 50 years, America lived under one assumption: abortion rights were settled law. The debate never disappeared, but the constitutional foundation seemed immovable. Then, almost overnight, the nation watched Roe v. Wade fall apart, replaced by a new regime of restrictions, bans, and criminal penalties. The public explanation was predictable: morality, Christianity, and the protection of unborn children. But beneath the familiar speeches and rehearsed ideological lines, something else was moving quietly, steadily, and far more strategically. A demographic shift that has been building for decades finally reached a point where political consequences could no longer be ignored. The United States is undergoing one of the most rapid population transformations in its history, and the decline of the white Caucasian American non-Hispanics population sits at the center of that transformation. Once the unquestioned majority, white Americans are now shrinking in both percentage and absolute numbers, and when populations decline, political power follows. This is the demographic backdrop that makes the sudden, forceful abortion reversal intelligible, not as a moral awakening, but as a calculated response to a shrinking electorate and an uncertain future. A nation changing faster than its politics. The U.S. Census revealed a story that shook long-standing assumptions about American demographics. In 1960, white Americans were 89% of the population. By 2000, they had fallen to 69%. In the 2020 census, they dropped again to 57.8%, the lowest ever recorded. And between 2010 and 2020, the white population didn't just shrink in percentage, it declined by 5.1 million people in total numbers. Meanwhile, every other demographic group grew: Hispanic-Latino population, plus 11.6 million. Asian population, plus 5.2 million. Black population, plus 3.2 million. Multiracial population, plus 19 million. These numbers reveal a simple truth. The only major group declining is the one that once defined America's demographic core. Political strategists saw these numbers years before the public did. They understood what the projections meant. White Americans are on track to become a minority by 2045. In public, this shift is framed as a natural part of national evolution. In private, it fuels a deep anxiety, especially among the political movements most invested in maintaining traditional power structures. The fertility collapse: why white birth rates hit historic lows. Here is what the CDC data show. White non-Hispanic fertility rate, 1.55. Asian fertility rate, 1.59. Black fertility rate, 1.72. Hispanic fertility rate, 2.14. The replacement level is 2.1. Every group except Hispanic Americans is below it, but white Americans are declining the fastest. Why? Because white Americans occupy a socioeconomic landscape structured around career prioritization, late marriage, academic and professional delay, the pursuit of financial independence, and the normalization of child-free lifestyles. The highest national average age at first birth is around 30. Add to this the reality that white teens and young white adults account for a large share of abortion patients, not because they have more pregnancies, but because they terminate at higher rates when pregnancies conflict with education or early career building. Before Roe fell, white women represented about 38 to 39% of all abortions, the largest absolute number of any group. If your objective is to slow demographic decline, this statistic becomes politically explosive. The conservative rhetoric versus the demographic reality. In the public narrative, Republican leaders argued that abortion had been used to target the black community, framing bans as a moral correction meant to protect black lives and restore black population growth. But the data rejects this claim completely. 1. Black population growth is strong, not declining. Black population, 2010, 34.6 million, 2020, 41.1 million, a 19% growth far higher than white growth, which was negative. 2. Federal funding does not incentivize abortion in black communities. Medicaid is barred from covering abortion in most cases under the Hyde Amendment. Abortions are overwhelmingly paid privately, not by massive federal spending. 3. If conservatives truly aimed to increase black birth rates, they would invest in maternal care, Medicaid expansion, child care subsidies, and maternal mortality reduction. Yet the states banning abortion are the same states refusing these resources. The rhetoric does not match the policy. The numbers reveal who abortion bans truly affect most: young white women, the group with the largest share of abortions in absolute terms, and the group whose declining fertility most threatens the demographic balance. Cultural patterns accelerating the decline. Beyond economics, cultural factors also create fertility gaps. White Americans are the most supportive of same-sex marriage, gender transition, and non-traditional family structures. LGBTQ identification is highest among white youth, especially white women. These social patterns, while rooted in personal freedom, reduce natality within the white population more than any other group. In a society where cultural acceptance intersects with demographic math, this combination becomes politically significant. The shadow of the Great Replacement narrative. While the term Great Replacement has been weaponized in extremist circles, the underlying demographic fear is not fringe. It quietly shapes the worldview of millions of Americans and directly influences political strategy. The projections are unambiguous. By 2045, the U.S. becomes majority-minority. White children are already a minority in public schools. The white under 18 population collapsed in by 14% in a single decade. For segments of the white electorate, and especially for the political parties that depend on them, these numbers signal an existential threat. When a population fears it is shrinking, politicians respond with policies designed to reverse or slow that decline. How abortion bans function as a demographic tool. Once you put all the data together, a clear pattern emerges. 1. Restricting abortion increases birth rates most among white women. Evidence from Texas after the 2021 ban shows births increased most among white women aged 20 to 34. Minority birth rates remained stable due to out-of-state access. 2. The states banning abortion are the same states with the sharpest white population decline. These legislatures are not responding to morality. They are responding to demographic survival. 3. Policies align with political incentives, not moral narratives. A declining white birth rate threatens the long-term voting bloc that supports conservative politics, the cultural identity many conservatives believe defines America, and the structural power that comes from being a demographic majority. Increasing white births, even indirectly, is a political strategy masked as a moral crusade. This does not require conspiracy or coordination. It simply follows the logic of demographics. When the dominant group declines, the system adapts to preserve it. The unspoken motivation behind the sudden reversal. The abortion decision happened at the exact moment America crossed the threshold where white decline became permanent, measurable, and irreversible without policy intervention. Publicly, the argument was about life. Privately, it was about numbers. And beneath both, it was about power. America is not banning abortion to save money. nor is it banning abortion to protect the black community. The data shows overwhelmingly that abortion restrictions reinforce one outcome above all others: slowing the demographic decline of white Americans and preserving the political balance built upon their majority. The story told on television is morality. The story written in data is demography. And the story unfolding in real time is the quiet restructuring of America's future.